Well, I continue to show you that video just to hear Colby laugh. And that's all right. That's good. I saw that video some time ago, and I thought, well, this is going to be just a good kind of a introductory thought in the sense of what habits and disciplines are. And every time I see it, it just continues to remind me that it's one domino at a time, one day at a time, and over time, that all of a sudden there's some big dominoes that begin to fall in our lives. And so tonight I want to talk about one of those other dominoes tonight and give you just one other habit that we kind of talked about this on Wednesday night. We actually, not kind of, we did talk about this on Wednesday night. And I want to share it with you again tonight in the sense of how important it is in our lives. And I want to talk to you for a few moments on this subject of prayer. I'm not going to put any slides up. I'm not going to have any fancy titles and any of those kind of things tonight. But I just want to speak to us from our hearts and speak to your heart from my heart and speak to us from the Word of God. So I want you to take your Bibles, please, and go with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. As you're turning to Ephesians chapter 6, if some of you have if you kind of run into the deacons tonight, do be careful with them. They've been in counseling most of the afternoon when they heard that Michael, as a former pastor, named his dog Deacon, who he yelled at and screamed at and was angry with and who barked and yelped and had to, you know, I don't know if y'all caught that this morning, but a pastor who names his barking, yelping dog Deacon, well, that's just messed up. I'll just be honest with you. That's just messed up. And so the deacons, they had terror in their eyes when I saw them after church this morning. And so we've been in counseling for some time this afternoon, and I think they're okay, but just to kind of pat them on the back just a little bit and to scratch them under I'm just kidding. That would be good. I mentioned this to you. We're in Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 18 in just a second. But let me just share with you three questions I shared this past Wednesday night. And as we went through our video series, we asked a number of questions, but these are three questions that I took away from our time on Wednesday night in our Bible study. I asked this question: how would relying on God's voice in prayer bring healing and refreshment to your life? How would relying on God's voice in prayer bring healing and refreshment in your life? I ask another question: what would it look like to rely on the Word of God and prayer in all areas of life? What would it look like if we really relied on the Word of God, if we really relied on prayer in every single area of our lives? And then I ask another question: what specific area of your life could be improved by cultivating more intentional time with God? What area of your life are you struggling in? What is it that you're keeping off limits from God? What is it that you're not telling anybody else about? What is it that every single day you struggle with, day after day after day? What is it you're not turning over to God in prayer that's keeping you from really being where God wants you to be? I read this quote a number of years ago by Dr. Tony Evans, and it's always stuck with me when it comes to this idea of prayer, that a lot of people treat prayer like the national anthem at a football game. It kind of gets things kicked off, but it really has no connection to the game. It's almost kind of viewed as a courtesy, in a sense, to the game. It has no relevance to the game. And sometimes that's how we treat prayer. We'll pray when we're at church. We'll pray when there's an emergency situation. We'll pray when we get a prayer request that comes in. And we'll pray when we're eating dinner. But I wonder how much that we really take prayer with us every single day of our life. When we're riding down the road going to work, when we're at home, when our child comes home and he's had a tough day or she's had a tough day at school because of another child, another student. I wonder when a sibling calls us and they're struggling in their own personal life, or maybe they've got an issue that they're dealing with. I wonder just how much that we utilize prayer. I wonder when we feel like we're being beat up by the devil and we're being beat up day after day after day. I wonder how much that we really utilize prayer to push him back and to keep him away from us and to allow God to really fight our own battles. I wonder how much that we really use prayer consistently, like we breathe in and like we breathe out. And so tonight, as we look at this passage here, Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. You don't have to turn there, but he says three words: pray without ceasing. And that's three very powerful words. And he kind of brings this together in verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 6. Notice what the Word of God says. He says, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. He says, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication, he says, for all the saints. There's two words that really stick in my mind that I hope sticks in your mind and in your heart and your spirit when you walk out of here tonight. And one of those words is the idea of purpose when it comes to prayer. Now, we have a lot of purposeful things in our life. We do a lot of purposeful things. Some of you will get up very early in the morning and you'll exercise before you go to work. Some of us will hit the snooze button 17 times while you're exercising and we're clapping and applauding you, you know? Some of you will go to training tomorrow, and you'll have some online training, or you'll do something at work that's going to be very purposeful and helping you be a better employee. And so when you understand the purposeful things that we do on a regular basis, I'm afraid sometimes we get to this idea of prayer and we just think that it's just natural, it's just there, but we don't put purpose behind it. I hope you've seen through this entire study, through this idea of habits, that if we really are going to have those dominoes fall and another domino fall and another domino fall, and ultimately the big dominoes fall in our life, we're going to have to put purpose. You know, if you don't purposely come to church, if you don't purposely tithe, if you don't purposely serve, if you don't purposely be kind one to another, if you don't purposely study your Bible, if you don't purposely pray, we're all, as we understand in our Christian life, what happens? Most of the time, it doesn't always happen consistently. And so as he says here, the idea of pray without ceasing, and then he says in verse 18 again, he says, pray at all times. Well, what does that get the idea of? Consistency, day after day, continuing, domino after domino after domino after domino. But if we don't purposely do that in our lives, then I think that we find ourselves struggling, and many people do that. As you look at verse 18, to fully understand what verse 18 really has a part of, you got to go back up to verse 10 down through verse 17. And so when you look at those seven verses from verse 10 down through verse 17, it's the very famous passage of Scripture about putting on the whole armor of God. And as we understand that every single part of the armor of God has a purpose, doesn't it? And for sake of time, and really in one sense the sake of my voice, I'm not going to go back and reread all of those verses there because so many of us know those things. But what are we talking about? Every single part of the armor or the soldier has a specific purpose. And so as we're reading those verses, we begin to understand that yes, I'm going to put that belt of truth on and that shield of faith and that sword of the Spirit and the helmet of salvation. I'm going to put those things on and it's very purposeful and it's very purposeful and it's very purposeful to going into battle. And then it's almost like I just kind of take a deep breath in verse 18 and then it says, and praying at all times. Because what do we use prayer as? We kind of use it as a salutation. We use it as a benediction. We kind of use it as a good luck. You know, I'll pray for you. Hey, keep the prayers going. You know, hey, pray. You know, and that's kind of how we use that. But when you really understand, sometimes we stop at verse 17 talking about the whole armor of God. But I believe you got to include verse 18 in the whole armor of God. Now, if we're going to go into the battle, you better believe I'm going to be praying. And you better believe that I'm going to be begging God for His protection and begging God for His power. And you need that in your daily life. And I need that in my daily life as well. And so when we think about this prayer, we realize today that prayer is the energy that enables us to really wear the uniform, to be able to wear the whole armor, and really even to be able to wield the sword. And so when we think about what really gives us the power to go into battle, and we think about the protection that comes to us, where's that going to come from? That's going to come from prayer. I just wonder tonight, I wonder in your own life, I'm going to go back to one of my questions. What area of your life are you holding back from God? What area in your life is the devil just kind of raking you over the coals? What area of your life are you allowing Satan to really have a stronghold in your life? And maybe it's because you're not praying about it. Maybe it's because you're not being purposeful. As that every part of that armor is purposeful, I believe prayer is purposeful in our life. And if we're going to have the power to be able to live every single day, and we want God's protection every single day, and as we go into battle, I mean, what other two things that we want besides God's power and God's protection upon us? And I just wonder tonight, if we're being really purposeful when we pray. I'm talking about having a regimen in a sense that, yes, Pastor, I pray every day, and I'm glad that you do. But I mean really being purposeful when you're praying, praying specifically about an area, praying specifically about a need, praying specifically about something that's going on in your life, really asking God for His power, really begging God for His protection, because we're in a battle every single day. I just wonder if we might be losing. I wonder if we might be winning the battle a little bit better if we were more purposeful in our prayers. Tonight, I'm going to kind of do the invitation all along my message. And so I'd like for you just to bow your heads for just a moment and close your eyes and just in a spirit of prayer. And as you're there, just kind of thinking for just a moment, meditating and praying, I want you to take just a moment here. And I want you to think about some areas in your life that you really haven't turned over to God, that you really haven't been purposefully praying. Oh, you may have done the blanket prayer, but I mean specifically, you're missing out. You're missing out on prayer. I want you to take just this moment of silence, and I want you just to pray about that. I want you to allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to your heart, and after just a moment of silence, Sam Postlewaite is going to lead us in a time of prayer.
Lord, we come to you tonight as people that need you. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that I need you as much or more today than I ever have. I pray that you'd help us as people to realize what Pastor said tonight. We can have all the right things. We can have even the armor of God. We can be saved. We can have your word. We can have faith. We can have truth and righteousness. But Lord, in order to really do your will in our hearts and lives, we need to pray. We need to depend on you. And we pray that you'd help us to do that. Lord, I need you in my daily life. I need you to be the husband that I need to be. I need you to be in my life when I'm doing things around the house, when I'm doing things at school as an administrator, when I'm doing things here at church. Lord, I need your help. If we don't have your help and we don't have your strength and your power, we're just doing things. We're just making noise. But Lord, we need you. And I pray that you'd help each one of us tonight to just ask you for guidance, ask you for power, ask you for strength, ask you for leading and direction in our lives. Lord, in every single thing. Lord, sometimes we come to you when there's tragedy and big things in life, but Lord, we need you every single day and every moment of every day. I pray that you'd help us to be people, men and women, boys and girls of prayer. And I pray that you'd help us to be in your word, know what your word says, but then pray to ask you to help us to know exactly how to put everything into application in our lives. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your will to be done in my life, and the only way I can do that is through dependence upon you. And I come to you tonight on behalf of myself, on behalf of this church. Help us to be people of prayer. Lord, we don't know exactly what you want for each of our lives. We pray that we'll find out. We find out we're willing to do it. And Lord, we give this evening to you. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your word tonight. And again, we pray that you'd guide us and lead us and help us to be exactly what we need to be, dependent on you in everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Postlewaite. So our first word tonight is purpose. Just as you are going to breathe in air, just as you are going to eat, just as you're going to exercise, just as you're going to work, just as you're going to school, Just as you're going to relax and you're going to rest, we put purpose behind those things. I'm asking us tonight to make another habit and the idea that we are consistently praying and we're doing it on purpose. The second word tonight goes right in line with what I just said, and it's the idea of persistence now. It's the idea of persistence. Again, notice verse 18. He says, praying at all times in the Spirit. He says, now with all prayer and supplication, to that end, keep alert with perseverance, making supplication, he says, for all the saints. The idea with all prayer, that's the idea of confession, adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, praise. He says, with all supplication. And the idea with that is the idea of a petition for a specific personal need. It's made with the awareness that only God is going to be able to meet that need. And so as we're thanking God and we're worshiping God and we're praising God and we're asking God for something and we're begging God for something, and as we do that, we're realizing that, God, there's a need that I have. There's a need that someone else has. There's a need for people to be saved. There's a need for this world to turn from their sinful ways and to live for you. And Lord, you're the only one that can meet that need, and I trust you and I bring that before you. And I don't just do that when pastor gives you a big prayer request, or just when you get an email blast that says, pray for this person, or you see a social media post on Facebook that says, hey, pray for this person. It's the idea that you're doing that purposefully every single day, and you're doing that consistently in your life. That's the big things. That's the little things. I think that's all things. Many of us have some kind of a car insurance or a car maintenance breakdown company that we go to, and whether it's AAA or GEICO or whatever it might be that we have. And, you know, we'll keep that card in our wallet or our purse, and we'll make sure that we don't go on a trip without it. Before Olivia went off to college this year, I made sure that she had some roadside assistance protection just in case she had any car trouble, or she had a flat tire or whatever it might be. And so we have that. We carry that with us. But when's the only time that we use it? Well, the only time that we use it is when we really need it and when we've got a problem. Now, do we need to pray to God and ask Him when we have, ask Him for things that are important to us when we have a need? Well, without question. Now, that's why we send out prayer requests. And that's why people put things on social media. That's why you ask people to pray, and why we spend time in our life groups and other areas when we're asking for prayer requests. Why are we doing that? Well, we want to pray for people. We want to pray for their needs. They're dependent upon us. And we ask God for very special things at very special times. But I think the idea is you understand the totality of verse 18. There's that purposeful thing, emphasis of praying at all times, and that it is part of the armor of God, and that we have to do it every day. But then he says, with all prayer and supplication. And so as we're making our requests known to God, and as we're doing this, we're asking for anything and everything. I guarantee you, you're like me, that there's been some things in my life that I've held back from asking God to bless, or asking God to meet this need, either whether I thought it was insignificant to him, or whether I thought I could handle it, or just to be honest, I was just apathetic about the situation and just thought, oh well, it'll be what it is. That's really not being powerful and purposeful and persistent when it comes to this idea of prayer. And so as we only use prayer sometimes in this idea of an emergency, it's the idea of bringing everything to the Lord. If I were to ask you to write down right now 10 things that's on your mind and 10 things that you kind of are worrying about, many of us would have no problem in filling up those 10 things very, very quickly. Some of us might need an extra sheet of paper just because we've got a whole lot on our mind and our heart. I just wonder tonight, even among Christian people, if I ask you to write down those 10 things, could you honestly say that you've prayed about any of them? Would there be some that you've left out? If you're conscientious about it and it's on your mind and you're thinking about it, well, why haven't you prayed about it? I was talking to my wife the other day and we were talking about some different things, and she just kind of busted me a little bit. And she said, hey, have you really prayed about that? Have you really ask God for wisdom, because we were talking about something that we weren't sure if we should go this way, we weren't sure if we would go this way, and decision that we needed to make. And she said, have you really prayed about that? And she could just tell that perhaps there was a little bit of me that had thought about it a lot, but I really hadn't prayed about it a lot. And so does your pastor's wife keep your pastor in line? And does she challenge him spiritually? Yes, all the time. And I'm thankful that she does. Because sometimes we just need to be reminded that, man, we can get a head full of steam on something. We can just allow something to worry us so much. And if we'd spend half as much time praying as we do worrying, I just wonder how much further along we might be. And so tonight, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads again. I'm going to ask you to think about those 10 things. It may just be three. It may just be one. It's really on your heart. Persistence. I'm asking you right now to pray about it. And after we spend just a moment of silence here, Bob Freeman's going to come up and he's going to pray for us tonight. Persistently praying day after day with purpose. God, please help me. God, please deliver. God, please show yourself true.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful today that you're a God who can do all things. Thankful today that you're a God who allows us to come to you wherever we're at, whatever time of day it is, Lord, whether it's in the middle of the day or the middle of the night, Lord, whether we're at work or school or at church, no matter where we're at or what we're doing, Lord, you want to hear from us. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that you're a God who hears us. You hear our big request. You hear our small request. Lord, there's nothing too small that you won't let us bring to you, and there's nothing too big that you can't handle for us, Lord. Lord, you're never too busy to hear the smallest request that we have. I'm thankful, Lord, that you're a God who cares about us, cares for us, and takes care of our problems. Lord, I pray tonight that you would meet each and every need that we have, Lord, whether we're discouraged or whether we're encouraged. Lord, we might be feeling bitterness or we might be feeling happy and just praising you, Lord. Help us to constantly, continually bring our prayers and our requests to you because you're a God who cares. I thank you, Lord, that you're never too busy and it's never too small. I pray for each person here tonight, Lord, for Gateway Church, that you would bless it, that you would meet the needs of all of us gathered here tonight. Through Christ we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Many of us know the name George Mueller. George Mueller ran an orphanage and didn't have a lot of money. Sometimes he didn't have any money. And he's very well documented and very well known for his faith in the Lord and his dependence upon the Lord to supply for the needs of these kids and these orphans and really just to supply every single need every day. If you ever had an opportunity to read his autobiography or you ever have an opportunity to just read anything about George Mueller, I promise you it will challenge your heart. It'll convict you, but it'll inspire you as well. It's been said about George Mueller that he documented some 50,000 answers to prayer in his lifetime. Of those 50,000 documented answers to prayer, some 5,000 of those answers to prayer came on the same day in which he prayed them. Now we like when those days happen, don't we? We pray and God answers that day. And so of those 50,000 prayers that were answered, some 5,000 answered in the same day. And while that's a great number and an exciting number, and we're thankful when God answers so quickly, but that also means that 90% of his prayers actually came at a later time. And many of us sometimes get discouraged when we pray and we don't see an answer just yet. And we pray and we don't see an answer just yet. And we're purposeful and we're persistent, but we don't see an answer just yet. And we get discouraged and we get downhearted. And sometimes we allow the devil to really beat us up a little bit. Sometimes we get a little lazy. Sometimes we get a little forgetful, and over time, that fire of purpose and that fire of persistence, it kind of wanes a little bit. And we don't really see what's going on. We're really not trusting what God has in store for us. And sometimes we just totally forget about those things. George Mueller was not that kind of guy. It said that he prayed for one man's salvation for 63 years. 63 years he prayed for this man's salvation. And when George Mueller was sick and died, this man had not come to Christ. But it is said by the time that George Mueller's funeral took place, this man realized the faithfulness of this great man of God, and he gave his life to Christ, even in the death of George Mueller. 63 years of persistently praying for one man's salvation, and he didn't give up. You see, we talk about a great big God, and we all love him, and we all trust him, but sometimes we don't live there. And I think one of those areas is when it comes to prayer. Because we really trusted God for every area of our life, and we really depended on him every single day with every area of our life, it would be no problem for us to pray purposefully and to pray persistently. George Mueller said this. He says, "I live in the spirit of prayer. I pray as I walk about, when I lie down and when I rise up. When the answers are always coming, thousands and then thousands of times have my prayers been answered. When once I am persuaded that a thing is right and for the glory of God, I go on praying until the answer comes." Maybe tonight you just need to keep on praying. You've been praying for some time for that family member to be saved. You've been praying for this for some time for this specific answer to this prayer request, and you've been praying. May I say to you tonight, keep on persistently praying. But maybe you need to start. Maybe you need to live, as he said, in this spirit of prayer every day, every second. It's not just, okay, when I get in this one position and everything is quiet and I'm just thinking spiritually and now I'm going to pray. It's the idea of just a spirit of prayer. You're sitting at your desk, you got a problem, there's a client that comes in, the boss just had a meeting, gives you this big assignment, and you're thinking, how am I going to get this done by Wednesday? And just in the quietness of your office or the quietness of your cubicle or wherever it might be, on your way to work, on your way to lunch, Lord, I need your help. Thank you for this wonderful job. But God, may you give me the strength. May you work out things with the people that I need to contact. May you open some doors. May you close some doors. May you just give me some ideas to be able to give back. And may you put this together and help me not to stress about that. And Lord, I'm dependent on you. Is that a purposeful, persistent prayer? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, day after day after day, habit after habit after habit, day one of a domino, day two of a domino, day three of a domino. Can you imagine, Colby, the domino line for 63 years of praying every day for a man to be saved? That's a lot of dominoes. But I just believe this. When we pray and we trust God, God's at work if it's according to his will. And if God's at work, then we know everything is going to work out just as it needs to. And those big dominoes that need to fall, they're going to fall. They're going to fall. But it's not going to happen unless we're purposeful, unless we're persistent. And so tonight, I pray that you'll take these habits. I pray that you'll take this habit tonight of prayer. And we all know about them. I've not introduced anything to you that we don't know about and you've not heard before. But I just challenge you to keep up in doing it. Start. Be faithful, continue on persistently moving forward, and then you'll start seeing these dominoes fall. Tonight, I want us to stand for just a moment. And as we're standing, I know tonight we specifically have mentioned you. We've mentioned you in your prayer life. We've mentioned you in just your persistence and purpose in times of prayer. But tonight, as we conclude our service, I'd like for us to pray for our church. And we've got one of our own on the mission field tonight. Dean is in Haiti. Pray for him, please. Pray for the gentleman that is with him as well. Dean sent me a text just before he got on the plane yesterday. He said, please make sure that you thank the people of Gateway, because part of the money that we were able to give from the sale of our land went toward Dean and his mission work there in Haiti. And because we were able to give, he's been able to make this trip that he's been wanting to make. And so he said, please make sure that you thank the people of Gateway for me. And so we want to pray for him. We've got several in our church family that are battling sickness, some that are battling cancer, some that are just discouraged, some that are lonely, some that are really facing some struggles in their life, and God knows all about all of those things. But I say this as a church as well, that we really want to move forward. We really want to do what God wants us to do, and we want to see people saved. We want to see disciples come to the Lord, and the Lord has really sent us just a lot of new families and new faces, and the Lord has given us so many faithful people through the years, and all of that is tremendous. But today we have that opportunity to do something for the Lord, and tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll have another opportunity, and we need to be all that we can be in the sense of giving our all to the Lord, creating those habits that we need to create, winning people, discipling people, again, helping people experience Christ so they can grow in Christ and then take Christ to the world. That's what we're really all about. The devil likes to fight us, and he does. And tonight, I want you to pray specifically for special prayer requests that you know in our church. I want you to pray that the Lord keeps the devil away from us, the devil away from our congregation. I want you to pray that God gives us wisdom, that we make the right decisions moving forward, and that we do the right things moving forward, and that our purpose and our heart is all united and in one accord. And I pray tonight, if we're all praying that way, I believe that there'll be some big dominoes that are going to fall. And so will you join me in prayer tonight? Father, we take this moment collectively now to worship you and to thank you and to praise you and to give you glory. You are worthy tonight of all of our praise. You are worthy tonight of our study. You are worthy tonight to give our life to you, to live for you. And we're so thankful that you've given us that opportunity through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you now to work inside of us, to work through us. I pray tonight specifically for these prayer requests. I pray for Dean. I pray for the gentleman from Roanoke that's with him. Lord, may you protect them this week. May you help them in just providing the mission work that Lord, you've laid on Dean's heart. May you help him tonight. May you guide their steps. May you enable them to be very productive. And Lord, even in the days to come, may you give Dean wisdom to know exactly what your will and your purpose is. I pray, Lord, for so many people that are in our church family, some that are very sick, and some that are discouraged, some that, Lord, need wisdom. Lord, I pray that you would provide every single thing that every single person needs. May they depend upon you. May you give them joy. May you give them happiness. May you give them hope tonight. And Lord, may their faith be increased. And Lord, may we do our part as a body of believers to help them and to encourage them and to stand alongside of them. I pray tonight, Lord, as a church body, that we'll be obedient to your word, that we'll put these habits into practice and we'll live them out day after day after day, that we'll show our love for you by our love for one another. Lord, may we be, Lord, servants. May we be faithful in our work. And Lord, may our attitudes always be wanting to do more and to be more and to experience more for you. I pray for that. May you please keep the devil away from us. May you please keep him from getting his foot in the proverbial door. May you keep him from our attitudes. May you keep him from trying to destroy us from the inside out. May you keep him at bay. We're trusting you for that. Lord, we believe even in our tithing that you'll do that in this next month. But Lord, may you give us wisdom for the days to come. May you help us in making the right decisions. May you guide our steps and guide our thoughts to always be looking to you, to always be trusting in you, to always be considering our brother higher than ourselves, to looking for that one that's unsaved that we could witness to them and share the gospel with them, that one that's hurting, Lord, that we could reach out to them. May you help us in doing that. May that forever be on our mind. And Lord, may we have a heart that wants to serve you and to love others. And Lord, to be about one body, serving you together. Thank you for our church family tonight. Thank you for how we encourage one another, and may you use us, Lord, to encourage each other tonight. I pray that our lives bring you honor and glory, and I pray, Lord, as you look upon us, that you'll find us faithful in living for you. Thank you tonight. Lord, may that thought, that mental picture of those dominoes, may that be in our lives today, and today may we knock over the domino that we have today, trusting that the big dominoes are going to fall by our faithfulness to you. We love you, we appreciate you, and we thank you. And we pray this all tonight in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. You're dismissed.